Good morning, everybody. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. How many times do we recite that from the Heart Sutra? And yet how difficult it is to realize it and to live out of that realization. We get caught up in the affairs of the world, jobs, family, the mortgage. We might forget our practice altogether. Then we come to a sitting or to a session, and the world falls away. Body and mind dropped away. And then we go back to what we call the real world. One side or the other, carrying a board on one shoulder or the other. Today we'll take up case number 61 in the Blue Cliff Record. Feng Shui said to the assembled monks, "If one particle of dust is raised, the state will come into being. If no particle of dust is raised, the state will perish." Shui Do, at a later time, raising his staff, said to his disciples, "Is there anyone among you who can live with it and die with it?" One particle of dust, one thought, one notion, one image appears, and the whole universe appears. No thought, no image, no universe. It looks to be an all-or-nothing game. Feng Shui presents us with the ultimate dichotomy: being versus non-being, existence versus non-existence. But not just your existence or my existence, but that of everything. In his commentary on this case, Yen Wu writes, "If you set up a single atom of dust, the nation flourishes and the old peasants frown. When you do not set up a single atom of dust, the nation perishes, the wind blows chill. Why do the peasants come out and sing hallelujah? Just because the nation has perished." Who are these old peasants? Why would they frown or sing? Case 43 in the Wu Men Guan reads, "Master Shoshan held up his staff before his assembly and said, 'You monks, if you call this a staff, you're entangled. If you don't call this a staff, you ignore the fact. Tell me, what will you call it?'" Yes, if you say it exists, you are entangled in delusive notions, names, and concepts. If you say it doesn't exist, you ignore factual reality. Seems like old peasant Shoshan will frown in either case. When the mind arises, the universe arises. When the mind blinks, the universe blinks. Well, just for the heck of it, let's stand old Feng Shui on his head. If the state comes into being, one particle of dust is raised. If the state perishes, no particle of dust is raised. When the universe arises, the mind arises. When the universe walks, I walk. When the Yellow Crane Pavilion drinks tea, I drink tea. I, the practice, and the universe are in no way separate. A particle of thought will arise, or not. The universe will arise or not. We are free to raise a particle of dust or not to raise a particle of dust. To raise a thought or not. Need we be concerned with those old peasants' frowns or singing? In case 5 of the Wu Mingguan, Xiangyan said, "It's as though you were up in a tree hanging from a branch by your teeth. Your hands can't grasp a branch and your feet can't touch one. Someone appears beneath the tree and asks, 'What is the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West?' If you do not answer, you fail the questioner and evade your responsibility. If you do answer, you lose your life. What do you do?" That man up a tree, hanging by his teeth, is free to answer or not answer, to hang on or let go, to live or die. No one can force us either way. We make choices. We choose one way and the whole world comes into being. We choose another way and the world disappears, or at least becomes irrelevant. In case 63 in the Blue Cliff Record, Nan Chuan one day saw the monks of the Eastern and Western halls arguing about a cat. When Nan Chuan saw this, he held up the cat and said, "If you can speak a proper word of Zen, I will not kill it." No one could answer. Nan Chuan cut the cat in two. But Bodhidharma said, "Self-nature is inconceivably wondrous. In the realm of the everlasting Dharma, not giving rise to the idea of killing is called the precept of not killing." Nan Chuan cuts the cat in two. We are free to raise killing or to not raise killing. If I say, "Oh my God, he killed the cat," who is doing the killing? Who raised a particle of dust? Or maybe in this case, a drop of blood? Who created a universe of killing? The universe may arise willy-nilly, but what universe depends on me? To what do I attach? Where do I cling? What do I hate? What do I run from? Who creates a universe of killing? Who creates a universe of compassion, generosity, acceptance? A universe where practice happens. The German mystic, Meister Eckhart, said, "I am no longer of the opinion that God understands because he exists, but rather that he exists because he understands. Understanding itself is the foundation of being." Are we really confined to raising or not raising? Being or not being? Is that the only choice? Existence, non-existence, being, non-being, are ideas only. Being is only the thought of being. Non-being is only the thought of non-being. The great reality itself is beyond such things. It is beyond all characteristics, including being or non-being. Therefore, it cannot be said that anything arises or passes away. The universe already exists and has existed from the beginningless beginning. The universe does not exist and has never existed from the beginningless beginning. That which does not exist cannot suddenly come into existence. That which exists cannot suddenly go out of existence. Ultimately, we raise and we do not raise. They are not separate. Dogen said, "Investigate this fact, that walking forward and backward has never stopped since the very moment before form arose, since the time of the king of the empty eon." He also said, "Walking forward does not obstruct walking backward. Walking backward does not obstruct walking forward. Walking forward, stepping forth from the top of the 100-foot pole, entering into our world, into our lives, fully and completely. Walking backward, withdrawing into deep samadhi. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, or mind. Not a cloud in the empty sky. They are not separate." Shui Do, at a later time, raising his staff, said to his disciples, "Is there anyone among you who can live with it and die with it?" Can we live and die with Shui Do's staff? With Feng Shui's raising and not raising? Yes, can you live with this and die with this? Living and dying, arising and passing away. All are in this moment. All are this moment. Dogen again writes, "If a human being, even for a single moment, manifests the Buddhist posture in the three forms of conduct, while that person sits up straight in samadhi, the entire world of Dharma assumes the Buddhist posture and the whole of space becomes a state of realization. If we truly live our lives of practice realization, raising, not raising, existence, non-existence, become irrelevant." Case 55 in the Blue Cliff Record reads in part, "One day Dao Wu accompanied his disciple Jian Yun, but went to pay his condolences at the house of a man who had just died in the neighborhood of their temple. Jian Yun, tapping the coffin, said, 'Alive or dead?' Dao Wu said, 'I won't say alive, and I won't say dead.' Jian Yun said, 'Why won't you say?' Dao Wu said, 'I won't say.' On their way home, Jian Yun said, 'Teacher, if you don't tell me, I will hit you.' Dao Wu said, 'You may hit me if you like, but I won't say.' Jian Yun struck Dao Wu. Dao Wu refuses to say alive. He refuses to say dead. And yet, he went to the house of the man who died and paid his condolences. Alive or dead? It's the monk Jian Yun who cannot let go of one side or the other. Compassion knows no alive or dead." I've told this story a couple of times before, but it was a very powerful experience for me, so I'll go ahead and tell it again. In 2005, I was at a session with Nelson Foster at Ring of Bones Endo in California. It's Nelson's custom to do shosan, that's Dharma exchange, after every teisho. During shosan, after the last teisho on the last day, a student came forward, knelt on the mat, and mimed a plane crashing into the World Trade Center. He asked Nelson, "Is that Buddha nature?" Nelson did not say yes. He did not say no. With an expression of great sadness, He took a flower that someone had given him earlier and handed it to the student, who got up, placed on the altar, did prostrations, and returned to his seat. Was 9/11 in 2001 a killing? What was killed that day? What is killed this day or any day? And looking back at this or other terrible incidents like this, do we look with compassion? If we can do that, we give life that is beyond life and death. If we look back in anger or vengeance, we are killing again and again and again. The opening lines of the Dhammapada read, "Mind is the forerunner of all actions. All deeds are led by mind, created by mind. If one speaks or acts with a corrupt mind, suffering follows, as the wheel, the hoof of an ox pulling a cart. Mind is the forerunner of all actions. All deeds are led by mind, created by mind. If one speaks or acts with a serene mind, happiness follows, as surely as one's shadow." Now notice, in this translation of the Dhammapada, there are no personal pronouns. Act with a corrupt mind, suffering follows. Act with a serene mind, happiness follows. Whose suffering? Whose happiness? Mind is the forerunner of all actions, not just your actions or my actions, but the entire marvelous functioning of everything. Do you see how very, very important our practice is? How vital, not just for the self, which does not exist apart, but for all beings, all that breathes and does not breathe. Can you live this life and die in every moment? Can you live and die as this very moment? All that we assume as solid reality is a flickering candle in the winds of the always changing mind. Universes arise and pass away every moment. That is the nature of things. This staff of Zhuidos, of Shoshans, what is it? Is it real? Is it not real? Does it arise? Does it pass away? If so, then it is not the real staff. Can you live with it and die with it every moment? The hermit of Lotus Flower Peak said, "Taking no heed of others, I place my staff across my shoulders. I go straight ahead, deep into the recesses of the myriad peaks." This practice gives you a staff. But what will you do with it? Will it see you through your life? Will it see you through loss, disappointment, old age, sickness, even death? Here's a capping verse. "From nowhere I come to nowhere I go. All being and I flourish in this moment. All being and I perish in this moment. Arising, passing away. Let's have tea and cookies. Together with all beings, we realize the way."